Welcome back to JB and the General. We have had a lot of good guests on this morning. Bill King to start us off at the very beginning, Brad Powers, and then John Glennon at 10:05. And our next guest will top them all. None of them are a starting quarterback in the Arena Football League, and we have got one coming on with us right now. Ramon Atkins is joining us. Ramon, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Appreciate you having me.
Absolutely appreciate you coming on. Before we get to the Nashville Cats, I just wanted to talk about your football journey, Ramon, because unlike maybe some others, you've kind of taken a path where, correct me if I'm wrong, you've kind of got to love the game of football, to be quite honest, if you've gone the way you've gone about it. Talk about kind of how you've gotten to this point to being the starting quarterback for the Nashville Cats.
You know, end of my career in college in 21, first team all conference there, then actually immediately transitioning into the indoor game under a great teacher, great mentor, Nate Davis with the Duke City Gladiators, who helped me win 2022 IFL Rookie of the Year, then transitioning up to Tucson Sugar Skulls with head coach Hurst Chan, who also helped me mature in the QB spot a lot more than I ever could have imagined. And, you know, now here using the information and skills I developed with those two guys right there has helped me tremendously in this camp. You know, it's helped me win the starting job and it's helped me push my teammates to become better since day one.
Now, Ramon, you've done both. You've played kind of outside in the usual 11v11 football. What is the arena game like for a quarterback?
You know, it's a lot faster. You know, you don't take as many more shots. You don't have to worry about any crazy upfront twist from the D-line or anything like that. You know, you can always stretch your O-line to win that one-on-one matchup. Just, you know, toning back on the power of your throw, applying a lot more touch to your deep balls, being a lot more precise in your accuracy, leading your guys, being on time, you know, being early to be on time.
You mentioned your time with the Duke City Gladiators, not too bad for a rookie, with over 50 touchdowns and led the league in passing. What was that first year like for you? Did you kind of have a feel, hey, this indoor thing is kind of my thing?
It was definitely eye-opening. You know, after I was able to, you know, comprehend everything that was being given to me, actually see the game for what it is and understand the ins and outs of the defense. You know, the defense can only run so many things. So knowing that information, it's allowed me to, you know, pick them apart and put the ball where it needs to go.
Of course, the Nashville Cats is where you are now. Excited to have you on there, being named the starter. What has camp been like, and what has it been like to have a guy like Jeff Fisher just kind of roaming the sidelines with you guys?
So camp's been amazing. Every person in the camp will tell you that. Every player will tell you that. You know, having Jeff Fisher, you know, in our operation, you know, you really couldn't ask for anyone better. You know, we have a bunch of big name guys involved in our organization, and you know, they got wisdom, you know, we're looking for it, and they're willing to offer it. So we're picking their brains, you know, staying humble to, you know, to the situation and just moving forward.
Ramon, correct me if I'm wrong, I'd imagine this isn't your first time being on a team that's never really played with each other before. What is that going to be like as the games this weekend?
It's going to be great. I mean, our communication on and off the field has been amazing. You know, it's ideal for what you're looking at when you have a bunch of new guys together. And kind of, you know, some of them, we're not really new to each other. We know each other from playing each other, being on other teams and things like that, knowing what each other can do.
A couple more here for you. Now, your hometown is Gary, Indiana. I'm a big Darius Garland fan. Of course, went to Vanderbilt from Gary, Indiana. He's talked about it. What was that like growing up for you, Ramon?
Gary, Indiana is a very unique place. You know, it's a place where you can, you know, count on your upbringing, you know, to put you in the right position, you know, keeping your head on straight. There's a lot of, you know, a lot of different doorways that can be open for you in Gary, Indiana. And, you know, what you want for your future, you know, will determine which doors you pick and choose.
Now, Ramon, you're not just a football player. I believe you're still a student. Have you acquired your master's yet, or is that still in the process?
Yes, I actually just acquired. Awesome. Yeah, I think 2 days before camp. You know, had the meeting with my board, and you know, they said they're going to pass me. So I was, you know, ecstatic about that. You know, smiling ear to ear. So
no doubt. What are you looking to use with that?
So I went into that because I love the strength conditioning aspect, you know, throughout my college career, and, you know, personal training, you know, self-health, wellness, and, you know, eventually just, you know, want to open my own gym.
Awesome. Well, Ramon, we appreciate you coming on with us this morning. A guy you are certainly easy to root for, and we appreciate you coming on the show this morning.
Appreciate you for having me again. Thank you, guys.
Ramon Atkins, the starting quarterback for the Nashville Cats, has been our guest. I mentioned it. Fantastic story. Gary, Indiana native, and you mentioned it. That kind of upbringing that he had, it certainly molds you into the young man that he is, and very, very cool and excited for him. Of course, this Saturday, the Nashville Cats will be kicking it off. You can still get tickets, so be sure to go to the Nashville Cats website, look at the tickets. Very affordable. That's something we've mentioned a couple of times now. It's one of those opportunities, Titans games. Hey, Titans fans, newsflash. This new stadium you're about to go into, it's not going to be affordability. Isn't going to be the first word that comes to it. The Nashville Cats are doing it right, in my opinion. Everybody's going to be able to go to a game if you so choose. Be sure to go on the website, look at the tickets, purchase some. Game one is this weekend, this Saturday. So be sure to go on down to Municipal Auditorium, which is where the Preds will have, the Nashville Cats will have all of their games except one. They will have that at F&M Bank Arena in Clarksville, Tennessee. That is your Cats Corner segment every Tuesday at 10:40. One more segment to go. Any reaction to any of the show we've had this morning, be sure to call us up, 615-844-5600. Call or text us at that number, JB and the General, WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.